This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And you can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. So, phones are open. We're going to go back to them. And then on the way, we can dig in further to the latest attack against cryptocurrency. It's once again being called a Ponzi scheme, except this time it's being called a giant Ponzi scheme. So,
hey, we're serious. It's a giant Ponzi scheme this time.
I hope we have some good responses to that, because this is not the first time it's been called a Ponzi scheme.
No.
And I know that it's not a Ponzi scheme, because what, like, defines a Ponzi scheme, it doesn't quite match up with it.
Not even close.
Yeah, and it's like, I understand there, you know, and it's crazy, because there are some things to be concerned about, I think, but it's not a Ponzi scheme.
And we've addressed the Ponzi scheme aspect of this, but
yeah,
this is yet another attack, and it's actually fairly detailed, so I want to get into it when we get the chance. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Sam is calling us from the seacoast of New Hampshire. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm 10, and I'm here to say that vaccine mandates and mask mandates are bad. If you go to the CVS and go to get a vaccine and ask what's in it, they're going to give you a blank piece of paper. If you go to a local public school and look at the kids, they're all wearing masks. It's a psyops. The government is making people scared. I think it's wrong.
Now, I have to ask, Sam, are you reading that off of, like, a prepared statement?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
You actually wrote it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, nice. Now, you talked about the government schools. Do you go to a government school?
No, I'm homeschooled.
Nice. All right, so are you, may I ask you this, how did you find Free Talk Live?
By a friend.
A friend? Okay, because you're a little out of our typical demographic, but I'm glad to hear that you're listening, and I'm glad to hear that that you're interested in calling in and sharing your thoughts.
That's very cool,
yeah,
honestly.
You seem very well-spoken. What was it that, like, where were you when all this started? Were you living in the seacoast, or were you living somewhere else, and you kind of migrated here with your parents?
No. I was living in Berkeley, California.
Oh, my God. What a huge...
You probably know more about it than we do.
What were you saying there, Sam? You were what?
Oh, I was in Fiat Zone.
Fiat Zone?
Fiat Zone.
So, Berkeley, California, that's where you were when the whole COVID thing started?
Yes. That's where I was.
What is... I mean, okay, obviously, you know, you were pretty young. You must have been 8, right? If you're 10 now, you must have been 8 at the time, or roughly thereabouts, right?
Yeah.
And so I take it your parents decided it was a good idea to get out of Berkeley, California, and move to New Hampshire. Is that what happened?
Yes.
What was that like for you? I mean, when you grew up in Berkeley, California, one of the most hard-left liberal places in, you know, probably on the planet... And
yeah,
to move to one of the freest places on the planet, could you tell, like, was there an immediate difference that you noticed when you first moved to New Hampshire? And if so, what was it that kind of clued you in that this place was different?
Oh, yeah. So, first of all, everyone was nice. Way fast. They actually say hi when you say hi to them.
Yeah, I noticed that, too.
That definitely sounds about right.
Yeah.
So Berkeley's one of those places where if you walk down the street, people avoid making eye contact, they never speak to one another, that kind of place?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had to wear a mask for, I don't know, if you've ever went to public school or, I don't know, have you ever been forced to wear a mask, Sam?
Yes. I used to be in the government public school system
Oh, wow.
In Berkeley.
Hmm.
and I had to wear a mask 6 hours a day straight.
Oh, that's just
wow.
And, yeah, you could, you know, ask for a breathing break. It's like taking off your mask.
Wait, is that
and going outside.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They have something called
I'm serious. A breathing
wow.
break.
You know, it's interesting because I usually don't think of these masks as being that big of a deal, but I usually am thinking about it from my perspective. I go into a place and I put a mask on for 2 seconds and I take it off when I leave. Like,
yeah.
You know, at most. But to think that they're actually...
You don't still do that, do you?
No.
Okay.
I've done it like... No.
Okay, good.
I mean, we're living in Keene, New Hampshire. Yeah. I mean, it's like nobody's wearing a mask.
Oh yeah, they are.
Okay.
There's a lot of people wearing the mask.
Making you wear
okay,
there's
let me
every
rephrase
single person
this.
In Kohl's. We were at Kohl's
all
today.
The people that I'm around are not wearing masks.
Sure. Well, you're around Free Staters and libertarians all the time. But Sam, very interesting. So you noticed that people are nicer here in New Hampshire. Was there anything else that jumped out at you?
Yeah. Before the mask mandate in Portsmouth indoors, nobody really wore a mask. If you went downtown, you know, you would see people outside with a mask.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went into Hannaford's, you know, not much people are wearing masks. A lot of people are not wearing masks.
Hmm. Well, that's good to know. I know Portsmouth is like Keene, and they're both sort of pretty liberal cities as far as the people that that live in them. But it's definitely a less liberal place than Berkeley, California. So I'm glad to hear that it was such a positive move. And I'm glad to hear that your parents got you out of the government school system. Because sadly, the kids at the government schools in New Hampshire, it seems like they're still being forced to wear masks. So I don't know if there's any kind of exit out of that besides getting your kids out of government school. So kudos to you.
I mean, that can't be all throughout all of New Hampshire because there's been so much fighting with that.
Maybe
right?
Not the North Country or something like that, but around here, that's the way it is. And East.
I believe it in Keene.
In the Seacoast, it is as well, from what I understand. They're arresting people at school board meetings for not wearing masks in the Timberland School District. So.
Yeah, I'm conscious of that. And I haven't, here's the thing, like, I'm not following it really deeply, but I'm on. Like Telegram groups and Matrix groups and things like that,
it's
where
so
they're
bad.
Talking about it, right?
It's so bad, Chris, that right now there's a bill in front of the New Hampshire State House that would actually prohibit school boards from mandating masks.
Right, and I'm aware of that bill, too.
That gives you some idea of how bad it
but,
is.
But, you know, the fact that people are fighting it kind of, I guess it kind of makes me think that, I mean, I know we can fight things and lose and lose and lose and lose, don't get me wrong, but it kind of makes me think that, you know, there isn't, it's not 100% of the people supporting it, you know, the masks, right? So,
no, of course not.
So
but
I feel like
it's probably most of the school boards are supporting it because those are control freaks.
For sure. I don't doubt that one bit.
Sam, great call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for
call us back if you have anything else you want to say.
Yeah, he's probably one of the most well-spoken callers. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the most well-spoken callers that we've had in a long time. Sarah is on the line. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, you've got a high bar set for you here, Sarah. How are you going to live up to this?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, there are many large apartment complexes here that are choosing to become smoke-free. So, we're talking about maybe 5 stories high, maybe like 100 units, those big buildings, and even... and they're asking everybody to smoke outside. No smoking at all indoors.
Now, is that something that they can do if somebody has a lease that allows smoking? Are they just updating their leases when their lease runs to renewal phase and saying, all right, well, if you want to stay, you now have to agree you can't smoke? Or are they just asking people to comply with these new rules?
Well, that's the part that I just kind of... that's the part that I was kind of wondering. I guess is that when they renew the lease, that's the policy. They just can't. I don't think they just impose it. But that's what the complex have decided. So if you find a 1 year lease and then this happens right in the middle of it, I guess they do have to give you time to adjust. But the whole point is that it's insurance liability. That once there's a fire,
yeah,
caused
that's
by
true.
A
cigarette smoker is definitely more likely to, you know, fall asleep in bed with a cigarette in their hand, and then the whole building goes up. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. Looks like the smokers are going to have to form their own apartment building soon. You can join us. It's free.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. We had a news story that Bonnie shared with us earlier in the show that came from news.bitcoin.com, and they've got the top news headlines every single day. It's not all about just Bitcoin. It's about the cryptocurrency industry, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and many others. You can get the latest headlines anytime over at news.bitcoin.com. And they've also got all kinds of things for newbies. So if you're brand new to crypto, get over there, hit get started at the top of the page. Introductory videos. You can buy Bitcoin and other cryptos through Bitcoin.com. So very, very handy site. Lots of good information. That's Bitcoin.com. So should we get into this Bitcoin attack piece? The latest hit piece by, let's see, Sohail Andras Mortazavi. Over at JacobinMag.com. Now, do you know what Jacobin Mag is?
No.
As I understand it, it is a hard leftist publication. So, I don't know if they're straight up communist.
You know, I kind of almost feel like that would make them pro-Bitcoin if it's hard left. Like, anything that's usually, like, on the fringes seems to...
Yeah, I always thought that cryptocurrency could be very appealing to people on the left.
Yep.
If you are someone who actually believes in helping the little guy,
right,
which is a lot of people on the left, they want to help the poor, they want to help the sick, they want to help people like that, right? They want the little guy to have an even playing field or whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know a lot of people on the left that were that have crypto stuff on their like websites to make donations or you know, accept payment, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a lot of pressure from part of the left to attack cryptocurrency. That's why they say it's not good for the for the earth or whatever. Oh, too much power.
Yeah. There was this ridiculous article that came out saying that cryptocurrency is racist.
Right. All this incredibly ridiculous attacks. So
you know,
you know that these are the status quo leftists, right? These people that they're already in power. They like being in power, and
they like giving power to the big guys more than the little guys.
Yeah, and they know how to scare off the average leftist. Just tell them it's going to hurt the environment, and they're going to be against it. Yeah. So that's what they're doing. Now, this magazine, Jacobin Magazine, as they say it themselves in their little header. It's a leading voice of the American left offering socialist perspectives on politics, economics, and culture. So now you know what you're getting into. And they only publish four times a year. So they're that lazy. They don't have enough content or they don't want to do it. Anyway, here's their hit piece on cryptocurrency. And they just start out heavy here. They say cryptocurrency is a scam. All of it. Full stop. Not just the latest pump-and-dump S-coin schemes in which fraudsters hype a little-known cryptocurrency before dumping it in Unison, or rug pulls in which a new cryptocurrency's developers abandon the project and run off with the investor funds. All cryptocurrency and the industry as a whole are built atop market manipulation, without which they could not exist at scale. This should surprise no one who understands how cryptocurrency works. Blockchains are, at their core, simply append-only spreadsheets maintained across decentralized peer-to-peer, which they put in quotes, networks. Not unlike those used for torrenting pirated files.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. You would think pirating would be a very, would be more supported by the left than anybody, because it's.
But they're not against things like intellectual property, are they?
I would think they would be. I mean, under communism, they're like you can't make money, right? And if you, I mean, I don't know. It seems like to me that it would be a very, I don't know. But this is kind of one of these things where it's like, are these actual social? Like, I mean,
they say so.
They say they're socialists, but are they? Do they practice socialism? And it doesn't sound like it.
Well, how can you
create, a socialist utopia with a cryptocurrency? So I don't see what it's just a tool. How could
I agree with you entirely, Bonnie. It is just a tool.
Well, how do you practice socialism without a government? That's a socialist government. The whole idea of a socialist is to take control of the state and then have the state take control of the means of production.
Yeah.
So they're just fantasy in fantasy land, He says, just as torrents allow users to share files directly, cryptocurrency blockchains allow users to maintain a shared ledger of financial transactions without the need of a central server or managing authority. That's a true statement.
Yep.
It may be the only true part in this article. I don't know. We'll see. It's a pretty lengthy piece. Users are thus able to make direct online transactions with one another as if they were trading cash. And again, you would think...
Why are they against cash, right? Like, this just seems insane.
Yeah, and you would think they would be in favor of cutting out the big banks, cutting out the mega tech corporations. But no, they're saying this is bad. It's bad to be able to have an online transaction direct person to person. I mean, that's as grassroots as it gets.
And this does kind of follow with, like, socialism and communism. They're trying to make the system as inefficient as possible. And, you know, and look what happens. I mean, we have, you know, we have lots and lots of examples of socialism in practice, and it fails again and again and again.
Sure does. He says, this, we are told, is revolutionary, but making unmediated online transactions securely in a trustless environment in this way is not without costs. Cryptocurrency blockchains generally don't allow previously verified transactions to be deleted or altered. The data is immutable.
Why would you want to be able to delete it or alter? That would be manipulation, and that's bad for, you know, right, economics.
Updates are added by chaining a new block of transaction data to the chain of existing blocks. But then he's kind of explaining what a blockchain does there. And again, that's true.
And I don't get how it's, you know, bad.
Oh, this he's got more to say.
This is like coming out against accountability, right? Like,
yeah.
And theoretically, like, isn't that what socialists want, is accountability? I mean, how do you have a government, like, be pro-government and then not want accountability in the government, right?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, ultimately, the people who were communists, who did get in control of a government, like the Russian communists, they did not want accountability.
Right.
They did not want transparency. They'd shoot you if you disagreed with them, right? You're going off to the gulag, work camp, and you're probably going to die in the, you know, the sub-zero temperatures because they're not going to give you any boots.
It just sounds so hypocritical to me.
Of course it is. But going on. But to ensure the integrity of the blockchain, the network needs a way to trust that new blocks are accurate. Popular cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin all employ a proof-of-work consensus method for verifying updates to the blockchain. Without getting overly technical, this mechanism allows blockchain users, known as miners in this context, to compete for the right to verify and add the next block by being the first to solve an incredibly complex math puzzle.
Oh, that's what they don't like. They don't like competition.
That's so true.
But thus far, the description here is accurate. There's a lot of really poor media articles about what cryptocurrency is, and they just don't know what they're talking about. They got this one. It's right so far. Going on.
I have to wonder where they pulled it from, like where they copied and pasted it from.
I don't know. I think this person probably understands it. We'll see. The point of this process is to make adding new blocks so difficult that meddling with the blockchain is prohibitively expensive. Though the correct answer to these puzzles can be easily verified by anyone on the network, actually being the first to find the answer requires an enormous amount of processing power and thus electricity, and outcompeting the rest of the network is impractical. So we'll talk more about this attack.
There's also luck. You can also get the block or mine the block. Or what is mine the answer through luck?
Well, some luck is involved. Well, but you've got to have a lot of processing power to have that luck. There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. We'll continue. Your thoughts are welcome. It's free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions continue to rise in Eastern Europe as Russia keeps sending more troops and military equipment to the border of Ukraine. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls joins Fox News and says he wants more action from the Pentagon.
A statement that we're going to accelerate lethal aid, and the types of lethal aid that we're sending just aren't good enough. They need surface-to-air missiles. They need anti-ship missiles. They need more sophisticated weaponry.
The Ukrainian president saying he's concerned about the Russian troops at the border, but doesn't see any immediate indications of an invasion. The vast majority of cases across the nation are classic Omicron. That's what Dr. Fauci said, noting the new Omicron variant, or BA.2, doesn't appear to be any more severe. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Inflation is continuing to affect your pocketbook.
Inflation continues to rise. The Commerce Department reported Friday consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. The government is blaming supply chain disruptions, product shortages, and a tight labor market. It should be noted the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the one the Federal Reserve watches closely, does not include food and energy prices. It rose to 5.7% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania court is striking down the state's mail voting law, saying voters must amend the Constitution to make it legal. A judge ruled voters must approve an amendment to be part of Pennsylvania's Constitution to make the law official. The judge said mail-in voting has been used 4 times in the state's history, and an amendment was likely to be approved if put before voters. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show if you want. The number is 603-283-6160. Whether it's talking about the truckers heading to Ottawa, Canada for a massive protest, potentially shutting down operation of the city itself, which would be really interesting. It's going to start tomorrow, I guess, at noon. I don't know if that's central time. Is Ottawa in central or eastern? I don't know. Wherever it is, it's nearby somewhere. It's like in the central or eastern, somewhere in that range. So we'll find out more as that develops. If you want to weigh in, you're certainly welcome to join us. Dean, Bonnie, and Chris in the studio here tonight. We've got a socialist rag called the Jacobin Magazine, jacobinmag.com, with a straight-up attack against not just Bitcoin, but all of cryptocurrency. He says cryptocurrency is a scam. The author Sohail Andras Mortazabi continues, and what he's doing to start the story here is explaining basically what Bitcoin is, not getting too technical about it, and so far, it's a pretty accurate description about what is the blockchain and, you know, how does the mining aspect of it work. And for their troubles, he writes, miners collect a reward for being the first to verify the next block. The Bitcoin blockchain adds a new block every 10 minutes. It's on an average. It's sometimes longer, sometimes not so long. And the block reward is currently 6.25 newly minted bitcoins, worth nearly $500,000 at Bitcoin's last all-time high, which was around $68,000 a piece. Competition for block rewards has led to a computing power arms race as prices have risen. Mining bitcoins on a personal computer is no longer feasible. The majority of cryptocurrency mining is... Oops, sorry about that. Chris, go ahead.
I don't know about that. I mean, you can still mine. You just have to be part of a pool.
Yeah, and, but you do have to have special equipment. You can't just plug a laptop in and
But is it millions of dollars? It's not unfeasible.
No, it's not millions of dollars. It's hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, you do need powerful hardware. I mean, for it to have any kind of worth to you, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have specialized mining tools.
Again, that's just Bitcoin, though, not necessarily other cryptocurrencies. Other cryptocurrencies are easier to
do.
That's true.
Yeah, Monero, I think you can use a laptop.
And he did say at the beginning that this was about all cryptocurrencies.
He did. So he goes on. He says the majority of cryptocurrency mining is now conducted using commercial mining farms, essentially huge warehouses running thousands of high-powered computer processors day and night. The electricity expended mining Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is rapidly approaching 1% of global usage, which is famously greater than the total electricity consumption of many smaller developed nations. So he's trotting out the environmental tactics here, which is to be expected from
the West. But not anywhere near the amount of energy used by the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, or the banking system.
And not to mention, you know, we constantly are talking, well, I feel like I'm constantly talking nowadays about waste energy. You know, it's electricity that's being produced, like, for example, at night, pretty much everywhere, that's not actually being utilized because the utilization goes down below, you know, the actual amount of electricity that's being produced.
People are sleeping.
Right, people are sleeping. You don't have the lights on. That means it's a perfect time to mine crypto because it's cheap, you know, when nobody's needing it, you know, it's the time you want to do those types of tasks.
And so here he gets into the part of the article where we're going to be able to tear it up. So he says, given that cryptocurrencies don't produce anything of material value, this enormous waste of resources renders the whole enterprise a negative-sum game.
That's retarded.
Okay, that's like saying the banking system doesn't offer something of value, right? Like, I think when I go to the bank, you know, I might not like the bank, but when I go to the bank and I try and do a wire transfer to buy some Wi-Fi adapters for my business, you're telling me that doesn't have a value? I mean, what's the alternative? Shipping gold bars to China in order to buy Wi-Fi adapters?
Right, you can't You can't get gold across customs. They're going to steal it.
Right. There is some value from a digital currency, whether or not it's crypto or not, but it certainly has value because it does enable, you know, somebody to conduct transactions online.
There's tremendous value in that.
Absolutely.
And it's interesting that he uses the term material value. Well, is it physical? No.
He's already saying language that sounded anti-cash at the beginning.
If like that cash argument is so held water, right, then you're telling me that wire transfers are also have no material value, which just it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, these are people who hate markets, right? They're the leftists.
I guess. I mean, this is a communist. Like this is more of a communist kind of argument. If they're
a socialist magazine, so of course it is.
Yeah. I guess, if we start looking at communism, like, can you show me a communist country that is, you know, really successful that's not based around, you know, resource extraction or something of that nature?
There's no such thing as a successful communist country.
Hmm.
There's some communist countries that still exist, but they're not successful.
Yeah.
Investors, he says, can only cash out by selling their coins to other investors.
That's not true. You can spend it.
That's true. I mean, you could say you can interpret a spend as a sell, right? Like you're trading, you're selling your coin in return for a hot dog or a bowl of fun noodle soup or something.
His point is supposed to be that it gives you no material value. So Chris's point that you can buy things with it shows that that's not true.
He doesn't even know that, probably. He has no idea that that's even a possibility. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You can also pay people with it. And you can get in return work for it, right? Like, so if somebody, you know, wants to mow your lawn and you want to pay them in cryptocurrency, that's another way to get out.
Somebody needs to come to New Hampshire because we'll show you how cryptocurrencies are actually used in the real
world.
I don't
think the socialist needs to come to New Hampshire.
No, that's right.
Just a visit. You know, maybe we'll change some minds about.
You can watch a video.
Yeah, that'll work too. Yeah.
He says, but only after the miners and various cryptocurrency service providers take the house's rake. In other words, investors cannot, in the aggregate, cash out for even what they put in, as cryptocurrencies are inefficient by design. All right, so he's not being fair. There literally are thousands of cryptocurrencies.
It's manipulating reality, right? They're supposed to be inefficient. Like, that's the whole point of it. Wouldn't be worth something if it wasn't inefficient.
When you say it's inefficient,
to mine. I mean, it's supposed to be inefficient.
It's costly.
It's costly, which is a sort of inefficiency.
But it's efficient in that you make more. Like, if it wasn't worth doing, you wouldn't do it.
It's worth doing not because of how efficient it is so much as because it's a limiting. Like, the inefficiency is a limiting.
Makes it rarer.
Right, exactly. So.
Well, some miners are more efficient than others. So you can buy a mining rig that is...
Sure, but we're talking about something different at that point, I think.
Well, I think what he's referring to is that when you get a Bitcoin and you spend the Bitcoin, it's going to cost you 0.00...
Okay, so the efficiency of the transaction.
I think that's what he's referring to.
Okay, which also doesn't make sense, but maybe for different reasons.
So the point that I wanted to make about this is that, yes, there is a fee in order to spend your cryptocurrency. In fact, there's a fee when you spend your credit cards and you spend your debit cards. And the fee, in most cases, is much higher. There's a fee when you do a wire transfer. And in every single cryptocurrency's case, except Ethereum, the fees are much, much lower than a wire transfer to transact money.
Taxes whenever you use U.S. dollars.
That's true, too.
Yeah. There's a lot of hidden fees when it comes to U.S. dollars that people don't understand because they don't see it. Like, they don't see it as a separate, like, taxes you'll see on the bottom of your sheet, but they don't show the hidden taxes and of using the cryptocurrency, or I'm sorry, using the fiat currency, right? So, but if they did, they would show you things like, oh, there was a 6% cost because of, you know, credit card transaction fees. And, you know, there was a cost, even if you're using like US dollars, like physical dollars, well, there's a cost of producing those dollars and that has to be paid by either inflation, or by taxes or some other means. And because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not there, right? And if you look at it from a business perspective, like I have a business, and most people don't look at it from a business perspective because they don't have a business and they don't understand this. But I understand this because I have a business. And if you look at like our profit margins, they're less in some cases than the fees and the costs of those running those transactions. So if you're making $70 off of selling a computer and there's a 2.9% fee on that,
it's not even worth doing it.
Yeah, your profit margin, the banks are actually making more money
than you are
off of your transaction than you are.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's an important point. And you're right. A lot of people, especially socialists, have never run a business.
No.
They don't know what it's like to be a business owner. If you get a lot of cash in your business and you take it to the bank, guess what?
There's a fee.
The bank's going to charge you a fee to do a cash deposit.
Yep.
Now, the average person doesn't encounter those fees because they don't deposit enough cash to hit the level where the fees get triggered. But they still get you with their fees in other ways.
Yeah, right? I've only had that happen, I think, one time where I deposited enough cash to make that cost come into effect.
There's more coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're sharing the latest hit piece against cryptocurrency. This one isn't just against Bitcoin. This is against all of cryptocurrencies. With you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com and you can enjoy the features there. We've got a social media site at social.freetalklive.com, and that allows you to create content, share with other listeners of the show and anyone else in the Mastodon network, because it is a Mastodon-based site. That means it's open source. That means it's self-hosted. That means it is federated, and it's pretty cool. It works just like Twitter, except without the megacorporation telling you what to do. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. So if you want the freshest news and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, you can go to freedomsphoenix.com and get them there. That's Freedoms Phoenix, Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. They've got the Daily Dispatch, which will keep you up to date on the latest on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. So back to the hit piece here. Cryptocurrency, he says, is a scam. All of it, he says.
That's just so ridiculous. It's a tool that does what it's intended to do. How can you just call that a scam?
It's not that it is a scam. It is more like there are scams, and just like people use the U.S. dollar to commit, or in the process of scamming somebody, they use cryptocurrency.
I think people...
Most of these scams that occur with cryptocurrency were happening before cryptocurrency, you know, or before Bitcoin was created, right?
Well,
There were...
That's not what this guy is claiming. He's claiming it is a scam because in the title he said it's a giant Ponzi scheme.
He's saying it's fundamentally a scam because they're taking fees and because lots of electricity and so on and so forth. But, of course, not all cryptocurrencies use a lot of
Visa
electricity.
Is Visa a scam? I mean, because they also charge a fee.
He might say that, actually.
MasterCard is a scam? Is the bank a scam because the bank charges you, you know, a 1% to deposit, you know, cash?
Great question. I suspect he would be against those things, too.
But does he only want the government to deposit bread in a bread line to people and nobody can use money to exchange goods?
It wouldn't surprise me, right? Like, the true communist vision of a lot of them is to eliminate money entirely, right? So, of course, he would be against money.
You know what's humorous about this is that communists, like, during the Soviet Union, they actually had, I believe, was it the ruble? I don't know if it was called the ruble.
Whatever it was.
But they had money. They had dirty fiat, right? Just like the capitalists did.
Yeah. Whenever is a central bank going to abolish itself? Like, the whole vision of communism is, okay, well, we only need the government temporarily, and then we're going to abolish the government, and it will be true paradise on earth. Everyone will share everything from each according to his ability to each according to his need. But why would the government abolish itself at any point, especially a central bank?
Yeah,
especially when you give them all the power.
Right.
It is interesting. There was one thing that is kind of interesting. At least some of the scam that exists with, like, capitalism is in the taxes, like the sales taxes, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that the Soviet Union didn't have. When they priced something, they put 10 rubles. It was 10 rubles. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be 10 rubles and like a tenth of a ruble for like taxes. It was what was advertised.
Well, we have that here in New Hampshire, but we're not a communist state. There's no sales tax here in New Hampshire.
That is true.
Yes, I mean, it's not a sales point of communism. That's just, they just didn't have that tax.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This makes him a poor and costly form of currency, he says, and absolutely ludicrous as a long-term investment. I mean, how can you even say that when Bitcoin has been the number one investment in the last decade? How can you call it ludicrous?
I hate calling it an investment, but at the same time, you're right. I'm not going to deny the fact that it has been the best investment.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if history is the right choice of words, but certainly in the last decade.
It wasn't made with that in mind.
No,
I don't think Satoshi Nakamoto predicted that necessarily. He made it, as you said earlier, or she, we don't know who Satoshi is, but Satoshi made Bitcoin as peer-to-peer cash.
Right. It was intended to be a currency, not some sort of investment vehicle. And you know, in some respects, that might actually sort of be a failure of Bitcoin. You know, it has, unfortunately, not done as well as a currency as it has as an investment vehicle.
So he goes on with another common objection about cryptocurrency. He says we could dismiss them as a doomed experiment in the, quote, greater fool, unquote, theory of investing, in which investors attempt to profit on overvalued or even worthless assets by selling them on to the next greater fool. Think of it as gambling on a high-stakes game of musical chairs. If the rising price of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were simply a function of demand, he says.
You know, there is something that I kind of have to, how do I say this? There may be a flaw, right, in how we're thinking or something. Like, for example, we think of cryptocurrency or Bitcoin generally as like gold, right? But gold doesn't,
like a digital gold.
Yeah, but gold doesn't behave the way Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies generally do. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency generally go, they become more valuable over time, whereas gold tends to stay more stable.
Yeah, but gold has also become more, I mean, when compared to the dollar, over time, gold has become more valuable. It's not been true in the last decade, generally, but over,
well, the dollar is
200 years.
The dollar is more like it goes down, but gold stays more stable, and Bitcoin kind of goes more an upward direction.
We see the dollar going down. The average person doesn't. The average person sees the price of gold was $300 an ounce 2 decades ago, and now it's $1,800.
Right, but the point that I'm trying to make is that it doesn't really do what gold does. If it did,
you're right. It goes up much faster.
Right, which kind of, in some sense.
I think it's just because everybody who's going to be in the market is in it yet. New people are joining all the time. It's a new thing. It's not. I mean, gold.
So it hasn't found its level.
Yeah, it hasn't levered. It hasn't like leveled out. I think that's probably a good way to describe it and explains why
You know, whereas gold, everybody who's into it is already into it, and you know, they're not gaining people. Whereas, you know, cryptocurrency is the demand is increasing because more and more people get on every day.
But what
so eventually
think,
it should stable out.
Okay, but what about the greater fool theory that he's talking about? Because this gets brought up by a lot of people, not just leftists. It gets brought up by like the old money people who want to attack Bitcoin, that love the banks and love the old system.
Oh, explain what it is.
So he talks about it here. So the idea is investors attempt to profit on overvalued or worthless assets by selling them on to the next greater fool.
Okay, so you know this is not exclusive to Bitcoin. We have the same problem with real estate, right?
Exactly.
We have this with all sorts of other asset classes. So I don't think it's
how about the dollar itself? Right? Like in a situation of hyperinflation, we don't think about it like this in the United States yet.
Mm.
Like we're seeing inflation. There's
right.
always been inflation. It's now more recognizable than it's ever been, at least in my lifetime.
Sure.
But we're not like Venezuela level hyperinflation, right? Where when you go into a bar and you sit down and you order a drink, and then, you know, half an hour later when you order a second drink, the price has gone up.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that bad here yet. But isn't that the same situation where you're trying to get rid of your bolivar, your Venezuelan bolivar, and turn it into a beer or turn it into a loaf of bread before the price continues to escalate on it? Isn't that also the greater fool? Like, you want to get rid of this stuff. But the difference, of course,
yeah.
being Bitcoin can go up in value and the Venezuelan bolivar or the U.S. dollar is going down in value. So I just don't buy this. And again, he's also ignoring the fact that, as you pointed out, cryptocurrency is something you can use for payment. It's something that you can use to pay somebody for their work. It's something that you can use to pay for, a bowl of soup or
yeah,
whatever.
It's,
right?
It's more like we're quibbling over how good the algorithm is. And I think in some respect you could say Bitcoin is a terror. It's not that great. The
it's
algorithm
dated.
Is dated and it needs improvement. It needs work.
And they refuse to work on it.
I think that's a fair, assessment of Bitcoin and a lot of cryptos. But I don't necessarily think that's a fair assessment of crypto in general, because there's other criticisms of Bitcoin. Like, it's not anonymous. It's not really
sure.
private. But there are cryptocurrencies that are private, like Monero and Zcash. And it's not that they solve every problem, but they do solve some of these problems. And there are now cryptos, apparently decentralized cryptos, that also solve some of the, you know, what they refer to as instability. So if that isn't case,
you're talking about stable coins.
Right. Yeah. And not stable coins specifically, but more like, and there might be another one out there too, but more like the Monero fork that's
Haven. There's
Haven, yeah.
also a bunch of cryptos that have next to zero fees. So his concern about fees
right.
is not true across all of cryptocurrency. Like Stellar, for instance,
it's certainly less
no
than
fee.
Bank fees in many cases, in a lot of cases.
Stellar, you can exchange on the Stellar network. Mm-hmm. You can send Stellar for nothing. They'll actually, whatever the fees are so small, Stellar, the organization, will reimburse you for it.
Yeah.
So there's literally no fees on some of these things. IOTA, I don't think there's any fees on that. Too. More coming up.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.